Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, August 21st, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Rialta Life Sciences receives EMA orphan drug designation for RLS-0071, pegtirazimod, for the treatment of graft-versus-host disease. Rialta Life Sciences has received orphan drug designation from the EMA for RLS-01 pegtirazimod to treat graft-versus-host disease. This designation was based on positive data from their phase 2 trial for steroid-refractory acute GVHD patients. The company is currently enrolling patients in the trial at sites in the U.S., Germany, and Spain, with data expected in 2026. Rialta's CEO, David Merrick, expressed excitement over this milestone, highlighting the potential of their dual-targeting approach. The chief medical officer, Kenji Kunyan, emphasized the targeted intervention's ability to address specific pathways driving tissue damage in patients with lower gastrointestinal AGVHD. The EMA grants orphan drug designation to medicines for rare diseases, providing benefits such as reduced fees and market exclusivity if approved. Rialta's lead candidate, pegtirazimod, works by inhibiting complement activation and key inflammatory mechanisms. For more information, visit their website.
Mining news breaks: Energy Fuels Inc., NYSE American, UUTSX, EFR, produces first kilogram of dysprosium oxide at White Mesa Mill. Energy Fuels Inc., a leading U.S. producer of uranium, rare earths, and critical minerals, has produced its first kilogram of dysprosium oxide at pilot scale at the White Mesa Mill in Utah. The material achieved 99.9% purity, exceeding the commercial specification of 99.5%, with plans to continue production at a rate of 2 kilograms per week. Energy Fuels is the first U.S. company to produce high-purity Dy oxide and publicly disclose production volumes and purities, demonstrating a non-Chinese rare earth oxide supply chain. Magnet manufacturers and OEMs have shown strong interest in obtaining samples for validation processes.
Why some online dating apps are recording a revival in user interest. Online dating apps are experiencing a revival in user interest after a period of decline. Platforms like Momo Inc. are finding innovative ways to draw people back, utilizing technology and new ideas. This resurgence indicates that despite setbacks, the online dating world is evolving with new innovations. Billion Dollar Club, a specialized communications platform, focuses on companies like Momo Inc. It's covered by IBN. With a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, and social media distribution, Billion Dollar Club provides tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers. Governmental inaction on renewable energy targets is inhibiting investors. Ember, an independent global energy think tank, has revealed in a recent study that governmental inaction on renewable energy targets is hindering investors in the industry. Companies like PowerBank Corporation are doing their part to boost renewable energy adoption, but government action is crucial. Green Energy Stocks is a communication platform focused on companies shaping the green economy, offering various services to help companies reach a wide audience. To stay updated, text GREEN to 888-902-4192 for SMS alerts. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com. Terms of use and disclaimers can be found on the website. Mitch Gould, a Nutritional Products International Spotlight proven model for rapid U.S. retail expansion and brand growth. Mitch Gould, founder and CEO of Nutritional Products International, NPI, has a proven track record for rapid U.S. retail expansion and brand growth. From launching Steven Seagal's Lightning Bolt energy drink to placing Flora herbal supplements on Amazon, NPI's success stories showcase their ability to achieve national distribution and millions in sales for brands like Native Remedies and SlimFX. By focusing on speed to market, retail penetration, and strategic promotions, NPI continues to provide major brands with a competitive edge in today's marketplace. Partnering with NPI means gaining a launch engine designed for fast and profitable U.S. growth. Favo Capital President Sean Quinn joins Forbes Business Council. Favo Capital President Sean Quinn has been accepted into the Forbes Business Council, an exclusive organization for accomplished business executives and thought leaders. Quinn's proven leadership and strategic innovation over two decades led to his selection. He expressed gratitude for the opportunity to join the dynamic community of business leaders and looks forward to contributing meaningfully. As a council member, Quinn will have access to a curated network of peers and experts, contribute thought leadership articles on Forbes.com, and participate in exclusive panels and events. His involvement aligns with Favo Capital's mission to expand funding access for underserved small businesses in the U.S.
Bitfrontier Capital Holdings, Inc., OTCID BFCH, engages veteran investment banker Wellfleet Investments, LLC, to lead capital raise strategy. Bitfrontier Capital Holdings, Inc., has engaged Wellfleet Investments, LLC, a veteran investment banking firm, to support its capital formation efforts. Wellfleet specializes in structuring financings for private and public companies and has deep relationships with family offices and institutional investors. The company plans a two-phase capital raise strategy, starting with a seed raise of $150,000 to fund various initiatives, followed by an institutional raise of $1.5 million to $2 million. Dr. Jordan P. Belencic, CEO of BFCH, highlighted the importance of securing a FINRA-registered investment banker and emphasized the disciplined approach to creating shareholder value. Wellfleet CEO Jeffrey Bega expressed confidence in BFCH's governance reset and asset strategy. BFCH has also updated its filings on OTC markets to reflect current management and strategic direction. For more information, visit www.wellfleetinvestments.com.
Translate, summarize, present, AI-powered tools that make strategy effortless. Entropeer has launched new tools to help enterprise users translate research into action, including research summaries, presentation generator, and enhanced translation capabilities. Users can now translate their own research into multiple languages, ensuring global collaboration without compromising clarity. The Research Summaries feature provides executive-ready overviews, saving time and surfacing key insights. Entropeer's AI-powered research manager, Reese, distills important information based on user focus areas. The new presentation generator transforms summaries into audience-ready slide decks, making it easy to share findings quickly. These features reflect Entropeer's commitment to making innovation more accessible and global, supporting faster, smarter enterprise decisions.
New partnership demonstrates incredible potential of Escrow.com's Shopify tool. Escrow.com's powerful tool for Shopify merchants, Escrow Pay, will be integrated with Marketplace.live, offering a new level of payment protection. Users can now make larger transactions securely on the peer-to-peer marketplace for collectibles, electronics, and more. The partnership aims to make Marketplace.live the most trusted place to buy and sell online. With Escrow.com now available at checkout, users can transact high-value goods with full confidence. Escrow Pay can be easily integrated into digital shop fronts, providing bank-grade protection. This partnership demonstrates the potential for Shopify stores to enhance payment protection and sell high-value items securely. Escrow.com has facilitated over $7.75 billion in secured transactions globally since 1999, ensuring transparency and safety for buyers and sellers. Creative Biogene's expanded antibody purification platform provides support for biotechnology innovation. Creative Biogene's expanded antibody purification platform offers a streamlined workflow for producing high-yield, high-purity antibodies. The platform refines purification strategies from various sources, providing consistent and efficient preparations. Utilizing protein AGL resins, ion exchange chromatography, and size exclusion chromatography, final antibody purity exceeds 95%. Quality control services include SDSH, SEC HPLC, and endotoxin testing. The platform features chromatography columns, process systems, and filtration options for customizable design. Suitable for various biotechnology applications, the platform enables assay optimization, kit component production, and research reagent development. With plans for automation and increased scalability, Creative Biogene remains dedicated to providing comprehensive solutions for research needs. For the ninth time, Spear makes the Inc. 5000 list at number 267 in health services. Spear Physical and Occupational Therapy has secured its place on the prestigious Inc. 5000 list for the ninth time, ranking at number 267 in health services. This recognition highlights Spear's exceptional growth and success, placing them among top-performing businesses. CEO and co-founder Dan Rutenberg expressed gratitude for the team's dedication and community support. Since its establishment in 1999, Spear has become a leading provider of therapy services in New York City and the tri-state area, with over 65 locations. The company's patient-centered approach and commitment to excellence have solidified its reputation. To learn more about Spear's achievement, visit their Inc. 5000 profile on the CityBiz website. Harvard Federal Credit Union donates $5,000 to Mission Hill Main Streets. Harvard Federal Credit Union celebrated the opening of its new branch in Mission Hill with a grand opening event. The community engagement manager welcomed guests, and the CEO highlighted the commitment to empower members. The credit union donated $5,000 to Mission Hill Main Streets, emphasizing the importance of community support. Residents can enjoy promotions and incentives until September 30, 2025. Harvard FCU, known for serving healthcare providers, now extends services to eligible residents outside the Harvard University network. For more information, visit harvardfcu.org. Local husband-wife duo open Expedia Cruises in Folsom. Lisa and Sean Yarling, a local husband-wife duo, have opened a new Expedia Cruises location in Folsom, providing community members with a go-to resource for all their travel needs. With extensive experience in the hospitality industry, the Yarlings aim to offer expert guidance, personalized recommendations, and access to exclusive deals to help travelers plan their dream vacations with confidence. Expedia Cruises, part of the Expedia Group family, offers a wide range of vacation options, including luxury travel, river cruises, and all-inclusive resorts at competitive prices. Customers can receive personal vacation consultations in person, via email, or over the phone, ensuring flexibility in booking. For more information or to explore vacation possibilities, visit the Expedia Cruises website or call 866-897-7327. Mission IR News breaks. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NASDAQ NWTG, is pushing the boundaries of performance in growing market. Newton Golf Company, NWTG, is positioned for opportunity in the global golf equipment market, set to grow from $28.55 billion in 2024 to $35.29 billion in 2029. Specialty categories like custom shafts and premium putters are booming, with Newton Golf leading the charge. Their Newton Motion Shaft, a favorite of tour champions, features a proprietary Diot system for accuracy and distance. The Gravity Putter with ultra-low balance point technology offers elite putting control. Newton Golf, formerly Sax Parente, applies Newtonian principles to create precision-engineered clubs for unmatched performance. Learn more at www.newtongolfir.com.
Investor News breaks. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NASDAQ NWTG, is pushing the boundaries of performance in growing market. Newton Golf Company, NWTG, is capitalizing on the growing global golf equipment market, set to reach $35.29 billion by 2029. With a focus on specialty categories like custom shafts and premium putters, Newton Golf is at the forefront of industry evolution. Their Newton Motion Shaft, popular among tour champions, features a proprietary Diot system for improved accuracy and distance. The Gravity Putter, with ultra-low balance point (ULBP) technology, offers elite putting control. Formerly Sax Parente, Newton Golf's commitment to innovation, driven by Sir Isaac Newton's principles, results in precision-engineered clubs for unmatched performance. Learn more at www.newtongolfir.com.
Tech Media Breaks, Onar Holding Corp., Onar, at the forefront of fundamental transformation in AI-driven SEO. Onar Holdings, a leading marketing technology company, is at the forefront of a fundamental transformation in AI-driven SEO. CEO Claude Zdanow explains the shift from traditional Google search to AI-enhanced platforms. Onar focuses on creating relevant and useful content for AI to interpret and serve as the best answer. The company's mission is to provide marketing services that drive revenue growth through an integrated, AI-driven approach. Onar's network of agencies services clients across various industries, including performance marketing, healthcare, experiential marketing, and technology incubation. For more information, visit Onar's website at www.onar.com. PPG recognized in Newsweek's America's Greatest Companies 2025 list. PPG has been named to Newsweek magazine's inaugural America's Greatest Companies 2025 list. The list recognizes 650 U.S. companies operating at the highest caliber in business performance. PPG's workplace culture, operational excellence, and financial stability have earned them this honor. Brian Iams, PPG's Vice President and Chief Communications Officer, expressed pride in the recognition. As a leading manufacturer of paints, coatings, and specialty products, PPG leverages its 45,000 employees to deliver innovative solutions. Newsweek's list evaluates companies based on financial strength, dedication to the workforce, innovation, and commitment to environmental sustainability and ethics. PPG, with headquarters in Pittsburgh, reported net sales of $15.8 billion in 2024, serving various markets globally.
Q&A with Mike Kelly, President, Americas at Daiwadag. Mike Kelly, President for the Americas region at Daiwadag, discusses the company's global leadership in structural and geotechnical engineering solutions. Founded in Germany in 1865, Daiwadag specializes in post-tensioning, stay cable, concrete, and geotechnical systems. The new facility in Pennsylvania strategically positions Daiwadag to support infrastructure hubs like Philadelphia and New York City. This expansion strengthens the company's ability to supply engineering solutions efficiently and reinforces its commitment to localized support. The Threadbar system, produced at the Pennsylvania facility, offers high-performance reinforcement for faster construction times and lower project costs. Daiwadag's team of seasoned professionals in the Northeast represents the company's customer-first mindset and technical excellence. With 160 years of experience, Daiwadag continues to innovate with advanced reinforcement systems and data-driven monitoring technologies, engineering smarter, safer, and more sustainable outcomes. AI News Breaks, SafePro Group Inc., SPAI, secures $20 million private placement with Ondas Holdings, ONDS and Unusual Machines, NYSE UMAC. SafePro Group Inc., a provider of AI-powered defense and security solutions, has secured a $20 million private placement with strategic investors, including Ondas Holdings Inc. and Unusual Machines Inc. The deal covers 2 million shares at $4 each and warrants for 2 million shares at $6 each. This investment is expected to accelerate the commercialization of SafePro's patented AI technologies, including its object threat detection system and navigation observation detection engine. SafePro's technology, already recognized by the U.S. Army and deployed in Ukraine, is positioned to benefit from billions in new federal funding for drone and AI programs. Unlocking potential, new D1 training facility in Madison to shape future athletes. D1 Training has opened a new facility in Madison, offering sports science-backed training led by certified trainers. Franchisees Brandon and Lisa Badgley, with backgrounds in aerospace engineering and education, aim to impact their community by helping young athletes build confidence through fitness. D1 Training offers age-based programs and personalized training options focusing on athletic-based tenets. With over 100 locations nationwide, D1 Training seeks individuals passionate about fitness and youth sports to join their franchise. For more information, visit their website or call 256-904-5875.
Capture, create, and connect. Google Pixel 10 series now available at Verizon. Verizon has started pre-orders for the new Google Pixel 10 series, including the Pixel 10, Pixel 10 Pro, Pixel 10 Pro XL, and Pixel 10 Pro Fold. With unbeatable value, 3 years of price lock, and awesome rewards, Verizon is the best place to get your Pixel 10. The Pixel 10 lineup offers advanced AI features, incredible camera capabilities, and durability. Pre-order the Pixel Watch 4 for a slimmer design and longer battery life. Amazing deals include trade-in offers, business promotions, and discounts on the Pixel Watch 4. Visit a Verizon store, the My Verizon app, or Verizon.com to order your Pixel 10. Available in stores and online starting August 28th. For more information, visit Verizon Business Online. DataVault AI reports $1.7 million in Q2 2025 revenue, achieving 467% year-over-year growth, and secures $2.5 licensing agreement with NYIAX. DataVault AI Inc., a leader in AI-powered data monetization and exchange solutions, reported $1.7 million revenue for Q2 2025, marking a 467% year-over-year increase. The company also secured a $2.5 million licensing agreement with NYIAX. These achievements highlight DataVault AI's accelerating momentum in intellectual property commercialization and strategic partnerships. The company is targeting annual cost efficiency measures to save over $4 million by 2026 while optimizing for continued growth. DataVault AI's expanding intellectual property portfolio now includes 72 patent assets, 14 issued trademarks, and 11 allowed trademarks, positioning the company for a $25 million run rate by year-end and a $40-50 million revenue target in 2026. Inc. ranks GreenGen among America's fastest-growing companies for second consecutive year. GreenGen, a global leader in energy and resilient solutions, has been ranked among America's fastest-growing companies for the second consecutive year by Inc. magazine. This recognition highlights GreenGen's sustained growth, market leadership, and ability to deliver innovative solutions with measurable ROI. CEO Brad Doxer expressed pride in the people-first approach that has led to exceptional results. GreenGen's success goes beyond revenue, with a focus on workplace culture and recent achievements like being awarded the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers ESPC I-4 contract and launching a green lending program. The company's values-driven approach and scalability have set it apart in the industry, showcasing sustainable success in the energy transition. Founded in 2011, GreenGen is a trusted partner in driving financial and environmental results for real estate stakeholders worldwide.
Q&A with Jin Chen, Chief Technology Officer at Nearable. Jin Chen, Chief Technology Officer at Nearable Inc., has led the development of a groundbreaking infrastructure AI tool that revolutionizes how construction and engineering professionals capture building data. Starting as a data science student, Chen's contributions to a research project funded by NSF, Air Force Research Lab, and Homeland Security led to the creation of a precise 3D mapping and AR solution. Nearable's technology, originally designed for indoor navigation, has evolved into a field-ready commercial product with enhanced 3D visualization and improved spatial accuracy. This AI tool is crucial for industries like construction, architecture, and facility management, reducing rework, improving collaboration, and accelerating project timelines. With recent breakthroughs achieving 30-millimeter reconstruction accuracy, Nearable continues to push the boundaries of spatial AI, offering a scalable solution for various industries without the need for expensive hardware. Chen's advice for aspiring STEM professionals is to embrace challenges as opportunities for growth and progress. Tech Media Breaks, Intuitive Machines Inc., NASDAQ LIANR, closes $345 million convertible senior notes offering. Intuitive Machines Inc., UNR, has closed a $345 million convertible senior notes offering with $45 million from an over-allotment option. The notes were sold to qualified institutional buyers under Rule 144A of the Securities Act, with Roth Capital Partners as co-manager. Intuitive Machines is a space technology company focused on disrupting lunar access economics, successfully landing on the moon in 2024 and returning in 2025. For more information, visit their website at http://heftu.intuitivemachines.com.
Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on American Tungsten Corp. C-ung. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on American Tungsten Corp. In the first quarter of 2025, the company reported a net loss of $1.87 million, with total assets rising to $2.36 million. Shareholders' equity more than doubled to $2.4 million, and the company remains debt-free. Recent developments include completing a $7.0 million private placement, appointing a new CFO, and adding the CEO to the board of directors. The company has also started rehabilitation work at the IMA mine in Idaho and received conditional approval to list on the TSX Venture Exchange. With plans for targeted drilling and metallurgical sampling, American Tungsten aims to advance its projects and become a domestic supplier of tungsten, essential for defense, semiconductors, and EVs. Biomed News breaks: Bioadaptives Inc., OTCMK BPT, receives WADA-compliant certification for MundMed from TruShield TM. Bioadaptives Inc., a developer of natural health and performance supplements, announced that its nootropic formula MundMed TM has received WADA-compliant certification from TruShield Laboratory Services. The certification confirms that MundMed contains no banned substances and meets safety standards for competitive athletes. This approval allows for the integration of MundMed into the UFC-approved supplement pool, providing fighters with cognitive performance, focus, and reaction time support without risk of anti-doping violations. Bioadaptives focuses on developing science-based natural health and wellness products for both humans and animals, leveraging cutting-edge research in stem cell biology, adaptogens, and regenerative nutrition to enhance quality of life through innovative solutions that work in harmony with the body's natural processes.
Cether Intro Telecom President and CEO Simon Masri to present opening keynote at Mexico Connect 2025. Cether Intro Telecom, a global telecommunications and fiber infrastructure provider, will be participating in Mexico Connect 2025, a key event for telecom professionals in Mexico and the U.S. President and CEO Simon Masri will deliver the opening keynote on investing in the future of Mexico's telco landscape. The event, scheduled for September 10 to 11th, 2025, in Mexico City, will bring together industry leaders to discuss cross-border connectivity and collaboration opportunities. Joining Masri are other industry experts like Daniel Elgea, Gabriel Navarro, Armando de la Peña, and Boris Velandia. To register for the event, visit the Mexico Connect 2025 website. For more information about Cether Intro Telecom, visit their website.
Con-Mashiel Carey expands its labor and employment and litigation practices with the addition of Kimberly Cole in its California offices. Con-Mashiel Carey LLP, a national boutique labor and employment and OSHA MSHA workplace safety law firm, has welcomed Kimberly Cole as a senior counsel in its Los Angeles and San Francisco offices. With over two decades of experience in California employment law, Kimberly will support the firm's national labor and employment and litigation practices. She has successfully represented clients in wage and hour disputes, discrimination, retaliation, and whistleblower claims. Kimberly's expertise in California labor and employment law will be a valuable asset to the team and clients in the region. Con-Mashiel Carey LLP is known for its strategic guidance and creative solutions in workplace challenges, delivering cost-saving services with a lean staffing approach. For more information, visit w.conmashiel.com.
SRS Real Estate Partners announces $5.95 million sale of newly developed three-tenant retail property at French Valley Marketplace in Winchester, California. SRS Real Estate Partners closed a $5.95 million sale of a new 7,226-square-foot retail building at French Valley Marketplace in Winchester, California. The property includes Panera Bread, Toro Sushi, and one available unit. The buyer, a La Jolla-based private investor, was in a 1031 exchange. SRS represented the seller, a Southern California-based developer. The cap rate was 5.92%, and a new loan was placed on the property. This sale is part of the breakup strategy of French Valley Marketplace, with one pad remaining. Temecula, the job center for Southwest Riverside County, offers a business-friendly atmosphere and access to major ports. SRS Capital Markets has completed over $1.5 billion in deal volume this year, with more than 400 transactions nationwide.
D1 Training appoints Cliff Marshall as Senior Director of Coaching and Pro Training. D1 Training announces the appointment of Cliff Marshall as Senior Director of Coaching and Pro Training. Marshall, a nationally recognized strength and conditioning coach with over 20 years of experience, has trained elite collegiate and professional athletes, helping them secure contracts totaling more than $1.89 billion. His client roster includes notable athletes like Kel-El Ware, Trace Jackson Davis, Luke Cuckley, AJ Green, and Devin McCourty. Marshall will spearhead the development of D1's pro training program, focusing on preparing collegiate athletes for the NFL and NBA combines. With Marshall's leadership, D1 Training aims to strengthen its position as the nation's premier training franchise, offering programs for youth athletes, adults, and professionals. For more information on D1 Training and franchise opportunities, please visit d1franchise.com.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Kalydi Biotherapeutics, Inc., NYSE American, prices $6 million public offering. Kalydi Biotherapeutics, Inc., listed on the NYSE American under the symbol CLDI, has priced a $6 million public offering. The offering includes 1.47 million common stock units at $2 each, and 1.53 million pre-funded warrant units at $1.99 each, both paired with Series 1 warrants exercisable at $2 per share for 5 years. Ladenburg Thalmann is the sole book-running manager with Laidlaw & Company, UK, as co-manager. Kalydi Biotherapeutics is a clinical-stage immuno-oncology company focused on developing targeted therapies to deliver genetic medicines to distal sites of disease. Their proprietary RedTail platform features an engineered enveloped oncolytic virus designed for systemic delivery and targeting of metastatic sites. For more information, visit their newsroom at hibm.fm/CLDI.
Nutriband Inc., NTRB, when regulatory momentum meets leadership continuity. Nutriband Inc., listed on the NASDAQ as NTRB, has made significant strides in the pharmaceutical development landscape. The FDA has granted a Type C meeting for Aversa Fentanyl, marking a crucial step towards IND submission through NDA approval and commercialization. CEO Gareth Sheridan has temporarily stepped aside to pursue an Irish presidential nomination, with Chairman Sergey Melnyk assuming the interim CEO role during this critical phase. Nutriband's strategic partnership with Kindiva targets an $80 to $200 million peak U.S. market opportunity by combining FDA-approved fentanyl patch technology with their proprietary abuse deterrent platform. The evolving regulatory frameworks prioritize safety enhancements for existing therapeutic options, particularly in pain management. This shift requires both technological innovation and regulatory expertise to navigate the complex approval process.
MCS named to 2025 Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest-growing companies. MCS, a national property services company founded in 1986, has been named to the prestigious Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies. Based in Louisville, TX, MCS delivers property preservation services nationwide through a hybrid service model. The company's rapid expansion and industry leadership were recognized by Inc., highlighting key acquisitions, regional network expansion, and new market initiatives. CEO Craig Torrance expressed pride in the team's commitment to success and customer service. MCS looks forward to continued growth in the commercial, residential, rental, mortgage, and property preservation sectors. For more information and the full Inc. 5000 list, visit the Inc. website.
Novavax shares cut to underperform by Bank of America on growth concerns. Bank of America has downgraded Novavax to underperform from neutral, expressing concerns about the vaccine maker's long-term growth prospects. Despite recent operational improvements, the firm cited uncertainties around key growth drivers. Demand for Novavax's COVID-19 shot, Nuvaxovid, is expected to decline as the vaccine targets a specific variant, while the dominant strain in circulation has shifted. New clinical studies may be necessary under the FDA's updated vaccine framework, leading to higher costs. The regulatory environment could also complicate potential partnerships for Novavax's experimental COVID-19 influenza combination vaccine. While the company has seen short-term gains, Bank of America believes sustainable growth may be limited. Novavax shares have been volatile as investors assess the company's strategic adjustments in a changing market landscape. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NWTG, drives momentum amid record growth in golf trials. Newton Golf Company, Inc., listed on NASDAQ as NWTG, is driving momentum amid record growth in golf trials. With the increasing number of first-time participants hitting the course, Newton Golf is seizing the opportunity to provide high-quality equipment for players of all levels. The surge in golf's popularity has created an ideal market environment for companies like Newton Golf, committed to supporting the expanding base of golf enthusiasts. According to the National Golf Foundation, more than 3 million new on-course beginners have been recorded annually since 2020, showcasing the growing interest in the sport. Newton Golf stands ready to bridge the gap between casual and competitive players with their innovative equipment offerings.
Investor News Breaks, Wearable Devices Ltd., WWLDSWSW, partners with media Exceed to bring neural wearables to Japan. Wearable Devices Ltd., WLW, has partnered with Media Exceed to bring neural wearables to Japan. Media Exceed will serve as a non-exclusive reseller of wearable devices Mudra Band and Mudra Link, expanding availability through dropshipping and wholesale models on its e-commerce platform. Wearable Devices is a growth company developing AI-powered touchless sensing wearables, aiming to redefine the neural input category for wrist-worn devices and brain-computer interfaces. The company's products enable touch-free control of digital devices using gestures across multiple operating systems. For more information, visit Wearable Devices Newsroom at ibn.fm/WLDS.
Network News Breaks, Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ B, highlighted in Italian press for Juve Stabia player development, market value surge. Brera Holdings, a company listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BIA, has been highlighted in the Italian press for the success of its majority-owned Serie B club, Juve Stabia. Juve Stabia, known as the other team of Naples, made it to the Serie A promotion playoffs last season with a young squad, averaging 24.3 years. The club also saw a 245% increase in market value, reaching about $32 million, attributed to on-field achievements and social media engagement. Brera's NASDAQ-listed shares provide investors with exposure to Juve Stabia's growing value, showcasing the club's competitiveness and potential for growth.
Ella Bella Collection launches new facial gel moisturizer, a refreshing boost for every skin type. Ella Bella Collection introduces the Ella Bella Facial Gel Moisturizer, priced at $29 for 1 ounce. This lightweight formula, infused with aloe vera, vitamin C, chamomile, calendula, and rosehip, provides hydration and a natural glow. Suitable for all skin types, the non-greasy texture makes it perfect for daily use and as a makeup primer. Founder Leila Galbiati Najjar describes it as a clean, effective essential for radiant, dewy skin. Available in-store and online, Ella Bella Collection focuses on combining nature's best with modern skincare needs, offering a refreshing boost for every skin type. Investor News Breaks, VivaCore, Inc., resets record date for special dividend of Adaptee shares. VivaCore, Inc., NASDAQ VIVK, has reset the record date for its special dividend of Adaptee, Inc. shares to September 5, 2025, from August 20th. With about 206,595 Adaptee shares, or 13.5% of the company, VivaCore will distribute approximately 0.079 Adaptee shares per VivaCore share to its shareholders. This amounts to about $0.515 million in total, based on Adaptee's current $2.50 share price. VivaCore is a provider of energy transportation, storage, reuse, and remediation services with integrated facilities in the energy sector. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at https://ibn.fm/vivk.
Why it's short-sighted to ask oil gas firms to immediately abandon fossil fuels. Speaky founder and CEO Scott Lane argues that asking oil and gas firms to immediately abandon fossil fuels is short-sighted, As the transition to renewables speeds up, firms like GEMXX Corp are finding market opportunities in the oil sector. Tiny Gems, a communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, provides access to a wide network of wire solutions for maximum reach and impact. For more information, visit tinygems.com. China shifts to PHEVs in its push for global auto dominance. China, the world's largest electric vehicle producer, is shifting its global strategy by focusing on plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, PHEVs, over pure battery electric vehicles, BEVs. Chinese automakers are now targeting international markets with PHEVs, which run on both batteries and gasoline, offering an advantage in areas with limited charging infrastructure. Will American EV makers like Bollinger Innovations and NASDAQ-BNE follow suit to capitalize on consumer interest in hybrid technology? Chinese news breaks. Soloen Holdings, SWIN, acquires 19% stake in Singapore payment institution GPL Remittance. Soloen Holdings, a financial services firm, has acquired a 19% stake in Singapore payment institution GPL Remittance. GPL holds a major payment institution license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, strengthening Soloen's digital payment infrastructure. This move positions Soloen to expand its licensed payment channels, enhance competitiveness, and support growth in cross-border payments and digital finance. Founded in 2016, Soloen provides solutions across traditional and digital assets, bridging traditional and decentralized finance. Leveraging its subsidiaries with full digital asset capabilities, the company operates a robust Web3 infrastructure division. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Wearable devices listed at WDS expands neural interface tech for military applications, reinforces AI wearables leadership. Wearable devices listed at WDS is expanding its neural interface technology for military applications, solidifying its position as a leader in AI wearables. The company is developing advanced human-machine interfaces specifically for military scenarios, aiming to redefine human-computer interactions with AI-powered neural input systems. WLDS is taking its neural interface technology from consumer devices to military tactical applications, enhancing precision, speed, and safety in high-stakes environments. This initiative reflects the company's commitment to innovation and extending its proprietary neural sensing platforms. For more information, investors can newsroom at the provided URL.
Defense News Breaks, SafePro Group Inc., NASDAQ, SPAI, secures $20 million private placement with Ondas Holdings, DS, and Unusual Machines, UMathE. SafePro Group Inc., a provider of AI-powered defense and security solutions, has secured a $20 million private placement with strategic investors, including Ondas Holdings Inc. and Unusual Machines Inc. The deal covers 2 million shares at $4 each and warrants for 2 million shares at $6 each, representing up to $20 million. This investment is expected to accelerate the commercialization of SafePro's patented AI technologies, including its object threat detection system and navigation observation detection engine. The company's technology, recognized by the U.S. Army and deployed in Ukraine, is poised to benefit from new federal funding for drone and AI programs.
Investor News Breaks, ES Jold Corp. OTCQBUF signs MOU for gold-silver tailings joint venture in Colombia. ES Gold Corp, trading on the CSE under the ticker ESAU and on the OTCQB under the ticker ES, has signed a memorandum of understanding with Plant Agdalena SAS to develop and reprocess gold and silver-bearing tailings in Colombia. ES Gold will invest $1.5 million for a 50% interest and has a right of first refusal to acquire the remaining balance. This joint venture expands ES Gold's operations beyond Quebec with the potential for a second high-margin operation by 2026. The company aims to deliver environmental benefits while tapping into South America's gold-producing region. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom. Investor News Breaks, Lahontan Gold Corp. TSG, OTCQB, LGCXF, signs binding term sheet to acquire York Claims adjoining Santa Fe Mine Project. Lahontan Gold Corp. LTXF recently signed a binding term sheet to acquire 27 unpatented lode mineral claims, known as the York Claims, from Emergent Metals Corp. These claims will add about 2.1 square kilometers of mineral rights to the Santa Fe mine project, allowing for potential expansion of the York open pit and increased mineral resources in the area. The deal follows a recent preliminary economic assessment showing gold-silver mineralization extending toward the York claims. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp's website.
PG Edge launches latest release of its distributed Postgres Cloud Edition. PG Edge Inc., the leading company dedicated to distributed Postgres, has announced the latest release of PG Edge Cloud. This database as a service, DBaaS, is built on open source PostgreSQL and optimized for multi-cloud region deployments. New features include multi-availability zone support for fault tolerance, expanded automatic conflict resolution, and improved performance in replication operations. CEO Philip Merrick stated that these enhancements continue to support developers in building enterprise-class distributed Postgres applications. PG Edge has also completed a SOC 2 Type 2 audit with no exceptions. The new PG Edge Cloud is now available for sign-up. For more information, visit www.pgedge.com.
PG Edge announces launch of PG Edge Platform V25. PG Edge Inc. has announced the launch of PG Edge Platform V25, building on their previous releases. This latest version includes improvements in Postgres logical replication, such as large object support and enhanced error handling. With features like true zero downtime for node addition and PostgreSQL upgrades, expanded automatic conflict resolution, improved performance, interactive installation, backup and restore strategy with PG Backrest integration, and ACE enhancements, PG Edge continues to provide a viable open-source distributed PostgreSQL solution. CEO Philip Merrick emphasized the collaborative effort with customers, partners, and the community to enhance product usability and distributed Postgres capabilities. The new PG Edge Platform V25 is now available for free download. GeoVax announces allowance of patent-protecting multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine constructs. GeoVax Labs, Inc. has announced the allowance of a patent by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine constructs. These constructs are designed to induce both antibody and T-cell responses, providing broad immune protection against current and emerging variants of SARS-CoV-2. The patent covers recombinant modified Vaccinia Ankara viral vectors, encoding spike, membrane, and envelope antigens to generate virus-like particles. GeoVax's CEO, David Dodd, highlighted the importance of this patent in strengthening their intellectual property estate for next-generation COVID-19 vaccines. The company's multi-antigen approach aims to provide durable and broad-spectrum protection against the virus, including addressing immune escape by new variants.
Upstage raises $45 million Series B bridge. Upstage, a key AI company specializing in enterprise-grade generative AI solutions, announced a $45 million Series B bridge round backed by Korea Development Bank, KDB, Amazon, and AMD. This funding will accelerate development of its next-generation solar language model, advanced document AI products, and go-to-market expansion in the U.S. and APAC. Upstage recently announced a strategic collaboration with Amazon Web Services, AWS, to enhance its AI capabilities. The company's document intelligence suite, including document parse and information extract, is revolutionizing document processing in industries like insurance. Upstage's models are already being used by Fortune 500 companies and Korean insurance companies, with growing adoption in the U.S. insurance market. This bridge round will support growth across sales and marketing hires and continued international expansion.
ResultBridge launches digital marketing agency to help businesses drive measurable growth. ResultBridge, a new digital marketing agency based in Denver, has officially launched to help businesses achieve measurable growth. Specializing in connecting marketing efforts directly to business outcomes, ResultBridge offers a suite of services including SEO, GEO, PPC advertising, SMA, CRO, video marketing, and more. Founder and CEO Sean Denny emphasizes the importance of measurable results over vanity metrics, positioning ResultBridge as the bridge between a business's current state and desired outcomes. By aligning various marketing strategies, ResultBridge helps clients generate leads, strengthen brand authority, and maximize ROI. Learn more about ResultBridge's services at their website.
AAM celebrates 35 years of excellence in HOA management. Associated Asset Management is celebrating its 35th anniversary in 2025. Founded in 1990 by Laura Ziff, AAM has grown into a nationwide leader in community association management, with 14 regional offices across 12 states and over 1,000 team members. AAM offers a comprehensive range of HOA management services tailored to each community's unique needs, including consulting in accounting, marketing, and operational strategy. President Amanda Shaw notes the milestone as a testament to client trust and team dedication. AAM's commitment to innovation and strong relationships ensures an enhanced living experience for every community. To mark the occasion, AAM will host celebratory events across its offices, honoring employees, clients, and communities. For more information, visit associatedasset.com. 23 unions unite to organize Knott's Berry Farm workers. 23 trade unions, along with the Orange County Labor Federation, have joined forces to create the Unite Knott's Coalition, aiming to organize and advocate for all Knott's Berry Farm workers. Despite being part of an $8 billion corporation, many frontline employees struggle to make ends meet on wages as low as $15 to $18 per hour. The coalition, led by Teamsters Joint Council 42 President Chris Griswold, is fighting for fair wages, safe staffing levels, and worker representation. By uniting unions representing tens of thousands of workers, Unite Knott's is working to ensure every Knott's employee has access to decent pay and working conditions. Learn more at uniteknotts.com.
Most businesses lose 98% of website visitors. Capturify.io has become the go-to tool to turn that lost traffic into customers. Capturify.io is revolutionizing lead generation for small businesses by offering a real-time identity resolution platform that turns lost website traffic into sales-ready leads. Unlike traditional lead capture tools, Capturify works in the background, identifying anonymous website visitors and providing valuable behavioral insights. By enriching visitor data with contact details like name, email, and location, businesses can follow up immediately without increasing their marketing budget. This platform is gaining popularity among marketing agencies, franchises, and local service businesses for its ability to capture qualified leads at a low acquisition cost. Learn more about Capturify.io and how it can help your business at www.capturify.io. Fort Worth Car Storage offers the ideal solution for Texas Christian University freshmen who need to have a vehicle on campus. Texas Christian University freshmen are facing new parking restrictions on campus due to increased enrollment and construction projects. To address this issue, Fort Worth Car Storage offers a secure and convenient solution for students needing to store their vehicles off campus. Located just minutes from TCU, Fort Worth Car Storage provides indoor, climate-controlled storage with 24-hour surveillance and gated access. The facility offers flexible storage packages and exceptional customer service, making it an ideal option for students and families impacted by the new parking policy. For more information, visit www.fortworthcarstorage.com or call 817-980-4695. Community Direct DX, Cyanetics, and Advanta Genetics R&D merged to form Osprey. Community Direct DX, Cyanetics, and the R&D division of Advanta Genetics have merged to form Osprey, a next-generation biotechnology company specializing in PCR-based infectious disease detection. Osprey aims to improve access to high-quality care across key healthcare segments, offering an end-to-end solution for providers to operate high-complexity labs in-house. With up to $30 million in funding from Catalio Capital Management, Osprey plans to expand its R&D team by 40% and grow commercial operations by 25% in the next 12 to 24 months. Headquartered in McKinney, Texas, Osprey is already serving clients across 20 states and multiple clinical specialties, redefining PCR testing with reduced costs, faster results, and increased testing capacity.
Trumark Homes offers final home opportunities in two popular Colorado communities. Trumark Homes, the award-winning Western U.S. home builder, announces final home opportunities in Colorado communities. Rain Dance neighborhoods of Acadia and Sugar Hills, along with Pelican Shores in Water Valley, have limited homes left. Festival at Rain Dance will see continued sales activity with move-in ready homes available. These northern Colorado communities offer amenities and recreational attractions. Prices range from mid-$600,000s to over $1 million. Trumark Homes is proud to help people find their forever homes in Windsor. For more information, visit Trumark Homes' website.
The Wyoming Reserve launches new common stock offering for the acquisition, sale, transportation, and third-party storage of precious metals. The Wyoming Reserve announces a new offering of up to 10 million shares of common stock at $11.50 per share, totaling $115 million. CEO Josh Fair highlights the appeal of precious metals in uncertain times. The company generates income from buying and selling precious metals, as well as offering vaulting and transportation services. Located in a sound money state, Wyoming Reserve aims to provide investors with returns exceeding physical gold and silver ownership. Investors can participate in a smart liquidity feature for tax-efficient cash flow. The company's vault is in a qualified opportunity zone, offering tax advantages for long-term investments. Interested accredited investors can request offering materials by emailing investors@thewyomingreserve.com.
MobileX expands independent dealer network to accelerate nationwide growth. MobileX, the customizable wireless service focused on saving consumers money, has expanded its independent wireless dealer program to drive national growth. The initiative, unveiled at the All Wireless and Prepaid Expo, includes new master agent partnerships like Orion Mobile, B2B Mobile, Modern Wireless, and AH Prepaid. These additions, along with existing partners, aim to enhance support for the wireless retail channel. MobileX is dedicated to its dealer community, offering competitive pricing, seamless activations, and timely compensation. New capabilities include SIM swap, phone number change, dealer care support, mobile activations, and flexible plan customization. These enhancements aim to improve operational efficiency and create additional revenue streams beyond traditional sales. MobileX is committed to supporting dealers and providing customers with personalized service and value.
Q&A with Rick Wargo, Managing Partner and Global Practice Co-Leader at Boyden. Rick Wargo, Managing Partner and Global Practice Co-Leader at Boyden, brings a wealth of executive search experience and technology background to his role. With AI becoming a core driver of strategy, executive leaders must now possess fluency in AI's possibilities and limitations. Organizations are advised to establish a dedicated executive-level role overseeing AI to align strategy with business objectives. The placement of AI strategy within the C-suite varies depending on industry and priorities. Qualities to look for in an AI-savvy leader include the ability to bridge disciplines, lead transformation, and prioritize governance and ethics. Executive search firms play a crucial role in identifying and assessing leaders with the necessary skill set for AI leadership roles. Demand for AI-capable executives is high across sectors like financial services, healthcare, consumer-facing industries, and those undergoing digital transformation. As AI becomes more embedded in business, executive search will evolve to focus on guiding organizations in redefining roles, assessing digital fluency, and developing leadership capabilities to thrive in a technology-driven world.
Serhant expands Miami presence with top producer Angel Nicholas, has announced that Angel Nicholas, one of Miami's top producers, has joined the firm. With nearly $2 billion in career sales and over $200 million closed in the past year, Nicholas brings a decade of experience and a record-breaking track record. Recognized among the top 1% of agents nationwide, Nicholas led one of Compass Florida's top-performing teams for 6 years. The Nicholas Group has consistently ranked as a top producer and top team since 2020 by the Wall Street Journal and Real Trends. Nicholas, a former professional baseball player, is focused on maximizing results for clients and is excited to help make Serhant the number one brokerage in Miami, Florida, and beyond. This move highlights Serhant's commitment to elite agents and luxury growth in Miami and across the state.
Rock Breaks, Nicola Mining Inc., OTCQB, Balances Exploration Upside, Steady Cash Flow and BC-Centric Strategy. Nicola Mining Inc., listed on the TSXV as NEM and on the OTCQB as HUSIF, is strategically focusing on balancing exploration upside and steady cash flow in British Columbia. The company's operational plan for 2025 includes starting bulk sample extraction at Dominion Creek in Q3, achieving full production at the Merritt Mill, and releasing exploration findings for the new Craigmont project. By concentrating its operations in BC and advancing projects like Treasure Mountain, Nicola Mining is enhancing its sustainability and efficiency. With a permitted mill, the company is able to minimize dilution and attract investors looking for exposure to resource development in the region.
Investor news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ BREA. Targeting one of the most dynamic sectors in sports. Brera Holdings PLC BREA, a publicly traded multi-club soccer ownership company, has expanded into youth soccer development through a strategic partnership with Toronto Blizzard Corp. This move aims to tap into the rapidly growing global youth sports industry, projected to reach $69.4 billion by 2030. Brera's multi-club ownership model aligns with the trend of building scalable platforms for player development and commercial opportunities. The partnership adds youth infrastructure in North America, diversifying Brera's exposure to the lucrative youth sports economy. With a global football network and a focus on accessible talent development, Brera Holdings is positioning itself as an enabler of cross-border player growth.
Angian Group named to the Inc. 5000 list for the fourth time. Angian Group, a leading provider of settlement administration services, has been named to the Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies for the fourth time. CEO Steven Weisbrot expressed pride in the team's talent and dedication. Inca Magazine ranked Angian at 1489, highlighting its steady growth. Since 2013, Angian Group has been known for delivering high-quality solutions for class action and mass tort cases. The company's commitment to innovation and client satisfaction has earned them a strong reputation in the legal community.
Investor news breaks. Massimo Group, NASDAQ MAMO, unveils 2026 T-Boss 900L Crew Utility Vehicle. Massimo Group, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol MAMO, has unveiled its 2026 T-Boss 900L Crew Utility Vehicle. This UTV is powered by an 812cc Chery SQR372 DOHC three-cylinder engine, providing 52 horsepower and 70 Nm of torque. The model boasts strong hauling and towing capabilities, reliable cold-weather startup, and efficient fuel consumption. It features bench seating, a 10-inch touchscreen with GPS navigation, and a comprehensive standard equipment package. Designed for farmers, ranchers, outdoor enthusiasts, and adventurers, the T-Boss 900L Crew is already attracting pre-orders. For more information, visit the Massimo Group newsroom online. Mining news breaks. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., TSX, UCU, UURAF, rises as key player in critical materials with RapidSX. Ucore Rare Metals, a key player in critical materials, is making waves with its RapidSX technology. Backed by an $18.4 million award from the U.S. Department of Defense, Ucore is at the forefront of strengthening domestic supply chains for essential components used in defense systems. By establishing a rapid response processing chain in North America, Ucore supports defense-grade magnet commodity security and reduces reliance on adversarial state supply chains. The company is advancing towards full commercial readiness, aiming to integrate RapidSX machines in both Canada and the United States. With a focus on rare and critical metal resources, Ucore is poised to disrupt China's control of the North American RE supply chain through strategic partnerships and development projects in Louisiana, Canada, and Alaska. For more information, visit Ucore's website at www.ucore.com. Investor news breaks. Branded Legacy Inc., OTCB, subsidiary forms strategic partnership with McMaster University. Branded Legacy Inc. has announced that its subsidiary, BioLegacy Evaluative Group, has formed a strategic partnership with McMaster University to evaluate innovative products for populations affected by addictions. This collaboration will leverage McMaster's expertise in addiction medicine and clinical trials, along with BioLegacy's scientific experience, to develop cost-effective interventions aimed at reducing overdose deaths and promoting long-term recovery. The goal is to support rigorous evaluations, clinical trials, and regulatory submissions. Branded Legacy is a holdings company focused on health and wellness solutions, with a patented intranasal naloxone delivery device for opioid overdose treatment. For more information, visit Branded Legacy's website at hps/legacy.com. Unleashing dedicated fiber, the infrastructure driving AI innovation in Chicago. Artificial intelligence is rapidly transforming industries in Chicago, with organizations relying on dedicated fiber optic networks for high-capacity data movement. These private systems provide low latency and high bandwidth, essential for AI model training and real-time inference. In finance, ultra-low latency is crucial for algorithmic trading, while healthcare benefits from secure access to medical records. Logistics also optimize with high-performance connectivity. As AI workloads grow, dedicated fiber becomes a fundamental requirement, supporting innovation and operational efficiency. Cities investing in purpose-built fiber infrastructure will be best positioned to handle tomorrow's AI demands without disruption.
Q&A with Julie Griggs and Danielle Dietzek, founders of 4Play Social. Julie Griggs and Danielle Dietzek, founders of 4Play Social, have created a relationship-building app and social connection platform that focuses on shared experiences and community. Unlike traditional dating apps, 4Play emphasizes friendship, joy, and community over romance and sex. By matching teams instead of individuals, 4Play creates a fun and pressure-free environment for singles to meet new people. Their healthcare background has influenced the app's focus on safety and emotional well-being, making sure users feel supported and connected. 4Play aims to change the dating landscape by prioritizing authentic connections and shared experiences, ultimately creating a world where single people feel fulfilled and supported. As the future of dating shifts towards more intentional, real-world connections, 4Play is leading the way in redefining what it means to meet new people and build relationships.
Catalyst Power acquires 4.5 megawatts cogeneration portfolio, expands Northeast CHP footprint. Catalyst Power Holdings, an independent provider of retail energy and complementary energy solutions, has acquired a 4.5 megawatt portfolio of cogeneration projects from Aegis Energy Services. This acquisition expands Catalyst Power's presence in key Northeast markets following a strategic investment from DRW Holdings LLC and BP Energy Partners. Cogeneration, also known as combined heat and power, produces electricity and heat from a single fuel source, achieving efficiencies of up to 90%. CEO Gabriel Phillips stated that CHP is a practical solution for businesses facing rising energy costs. Catalyst Power offers turnkey CHP systems tailored to each customer's needs, providing efficient, resilient on-site energy. For more information, visit catalystpower.com or contact them at 1-888-789-7250 or contact at catalystpower.com.
Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce expands to serve all of Baltimore County. The Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce is proud to announce its strategic expansion to serve the entire Baltimore County business community, as well as a unifying force and advocate for local businesses and regional economic development. Under the leadership of Dr. Beth Rheingold, President and CEO, this expansion builds on a strong foundation by extending services to businesses throughout the full geographic footprint of Baltimore County. GBCC is committed to inclusion, economic opportunity, and achieving results for businesses of all sizes and sectors. The expansion includes a refreshed website, streamlined communications, and a new customer-facing platform. GBCC's office remains in Pikesville, MD, and the organization is deeply committed to supporting community revitalization districts. For more information, visit the Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce website or contact GBCC at 410-484-2337.
Balfour communities host dementia training for Louisville Fire and EMS. Balfour Cherrywood Village Memory Care, a Kisco collection, recently hosted a dementia training series for the Louisville Fire and EMS Department. In partnership with Balfour Louisville and Balfour Longmont, the training aimed to help first responders better engage with individuals living with dementia during crises. The training included practical tips on approaching, communicating with, and assisting dementia patients, as well as a virtual dementia tour experience. Chief of EMS Sean Stark expressed gratitude for the valuable training, emphasizing the importance of understanding and empathy for this patient population. Balfour communities plan to continue hosting dementia training sessions in the future to strengthen their partnership with the Louisville Fire and EMS Department. Compensation Advisory Partners names Roman Baluta, Michael Bonner, and Kyle Eastman as partners. Compensation Advisory Partners has named Roman Baluta, Michael Bonner, and Kyle Eastman as partners. These promotions recognize their exceptional leadership and expertise in executive compensation consulting. Mr. Baluta, based in Seattle, specializes in compensation strategy for public and private companies. Mr. Bonner, located in New York, focuses on incentive plan design and benchmarking. Mr. Eastman, also in Seattle, advises on executive compensation matters across various industries. Compensation Advisory Partners is an independent consulting firm with offices in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle, providing innovative solutions for executive and director compensation.
ICR names Edward Ruff as head of equity capital markets at ICR Capital. ICR, a leading strategic communications and advisory firm, has appointed Edward Ruff as head of equity capital markets at ICR Capital, its broker-dealer affiliate. Mr. Ruff, with over 15 years of experience in equity capital markets and investment banking, will oversee ICR Capital's equity capital markets team, providing IPO, follow-on, and block advisory services. His extensive expertise in executing complex transactions will benefit ICR clients seeking to access the capital markets. Mr. Ruff's background includes leading over 150 transactions, raising over $100 billion in capital. With his leadership, ICR is well-positioned to advise private and public companies in navigating the equity capital markets landscape and achieving their strategic objectives.
AI News Breaks, Gaxus.NASDAQ GXAI launches Art Gen AI platform for AI-powered image and video creation. Gaxos.ai Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol GAI, has launched Art Gen AI, an AI image and video creation platform. This platform combines top AI models with Gaxos enhancements to allow users to create professional-grade content quickly and easily. With simple prompts, users can generate cinematic visuals, hyper-realistic imagery, or animated videos at a fraction of the traditional time and cost. ArtGen.ai is offered on a subscription basis, tapping into a global generative AI market set to reach hundreds of billions of dollars annually. CEO Vadim Matz sees ArtGen as a scalable technology platform with significant commercial potential, benefiting creators, brands, and enterprises while driving long-term value for shareholders. Mining News Breaks, PowerBank Corporation, CONCA-SMNN-103, secures $1.7 million in funding for three Nova Scotia community solar projects. PowerBank Corporation, listed on NASDAQ as a CUN, CBOECA as SUNN, and FSC as 103, has secured $1.74 million in funding for its Nova Scotia community solar projects. The funding, provided by the Nova Scotia Department of Environment and Climate Change through the Net Zero Atlantic Program, will support the Sydney, Brooklyn, and Peswick projects. PowerBank will receive $340,000 for Sydney, $440,000 for Peswick, and $960,000 for Brooklyn. These projects are owned by AI Renewable Flow-Through Fund and a nonprofit organization, or Potlotech First Nation. PowerBank, a renewable energy developer, is leading the development with Trimac Engineering. With a track record in the U.S., PowerBank is now venturing into Canada's community solar market. Investor News Breaks, Isotropic Corporation, CSEO-OFSC-1R3, launches BreastCT.com to advance awareness of dedicated breast CT technology. Isotropic Corporation, a medical device company focused on breast cancer screening, has launched BreastCT.com, an online platform to raise awareness about its dedicated breast CT technology. The site provides educational resources on Isotropic's IsoView breast CT imaging system, designed to improve cancer detection in women with dense breast tissue. As the company progresses through clinical studies and regulatory phases, the platform will continue to evolve. By highlighting successful companies in the imaging industry, Isotropic aims to position itself for future market success. For more information, visit Isotropic's website at isocorp.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.